Up Life.
We're getting DIY done together style.
Chris and Peyton Lampson from HGTV's Going Yard go the extra mile.
They share how they yank yards from the depths of despair to blooming great. And we talk tips and check in behind the scenes at the Rose Bowl Parade.
We're inspired by Rebuilding Together for a look at how it takes a team to make the dream of a better home, neighborhood, and community a real-time reality.
And we talk doing DIY together the fun way.
From budget busters to primo projects, let's make it happen.
Together on My Fix It Up Live.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And we just got back from a super fun trip out to the West Coast to Seattle.
We are so excited about our trip. And it was awesome because we got to see three different cities and drive around the state and meet so many amazing people. We were in Seattle, we were in Tacoma, we were in Olympia. And it was a whirlwind trip, because we had to do so many different awesome things. And one of them was we went to the Olympia Master Builders Big Home Show, and we built a playset out of Western Red Cedar, and it's gorgeous. And there were actually these kids sort of just
milling around. Once
yes.
they saw the slide go on, they could piece it together, and they were fired up.
They couldn't piece it together physically. We weren't letting anyone build or use power tools while we were there because of safety at a home show. But once they saw the slide come out, they said, oh, yeah, they sat down waiting. And as soon as we hung the swings, they were just running around just like Chris Cotton and Joplin says. They're running around like monkeys all over that thing.
They were so fired up. And I'm fired up to talk to Chris.
Oh, and the reason why we were building it was to raise money for Rebuilding Together Thurston County. And they were able to raise quite a bit of cash, too, for their organization out there, which is amazing. And we gave away some cool Milwaukee power tools that they were able to raise money too for Rebuilding Together Thurston County.
And they were able to get a whole bunch of volunteers. I'm also excited to talk to Chris and Peyton Lampton because they're getting ready for the season 2 premiere of HGTV's Going Yard.
Oh my goodness. I think they're really the only husband and wife team that build together, that DIY together on HGTV or DIY Network.
Yeah, so they will be excited to hear about what we're talking about on this show, DIY Together tips from Mark and Teresa.
I guess they will be excited to know what our tips are, and I kind of would like to know what their tips are on how they work together and what they're doing this spring to get ready for the spring season in Cape Cod.
Well, I hope they're getting themselves a Rockwell jaw horse because we use those like crazy building this Rebuilding Together playset.
If you guys don't know what a jaw horse is and it sounds like an awesome tool, well, it is an awesome tool. You can go to myfixituplife.com and type in jaw horse, and they sell them at Lowe's. They're easy to get. They come in a box and they just easy to pop together. And it's like having another set of hands. It makes it so you can have a work surface. It helps so you can hold things up like molding, or if you're like framing out a wall or something like that, things that are above you, so you don't have to have somebody on a ladder sort of hanging off the ladder trying to hold things up.
We've used them installing cabinets in the kitchen. We put a little T in
yes.
there and putting drywall on the ceiling, they really are as helpful as they say they
are. And that really does help when you're DIYing together, because you're not yelling at your husband or wife to hold that, and then the person holding it up isn't yelling back at you saying, this thing is heavy, this thing is heavy.
Well, what's not heavy is one of the cool things we saw out in Seattle, Pike's Place Fish Market, where that's the place where they throw the fish.
Oh, my goodness. And that, the vision I have of that place, and you probably might agree with me if you're a football fan, but every time they have like a Monday or Sunday night game from Seattle, they always throw the fish on football, which is pretty cool. But they also have gorgeous flowers and gorgeous vegetables. I wanted to Cookie Monster all the vegetables there in the market. They were just so delicious.
Well, I wanted a Cookie Monster a cup of coffee, because the first Starbucks is right across the street from that Pike's Place Market, which is really a farmer's market.
It really is a farmer's market, and there's all kinds of cool things you can buy there. And the view down the road from there is gorgeous. We actually got to be there on a sunny, clear day and could see everything in Seattle, and it was so cool.
And by the time we finally got down to Tacoma, which is between Olympia, where we started, and Seattle in the middle, then Tacoma at the end, we got to see the mammoth Mount Rainier.
Yes.
Gigantic. It's like it grows out of the clouds, out of the ground.
But the really cool thing, and I didn't really think about this before, and I've seen pictures of Washington and everybody that lives there, that it kind of looks like, for me, being, you know, this mid-Atlantic East Coast girl, these giant Christmas trees everywhere, growing everywhere, because they're evergreens, and it's sort of like you want to take them home with you, and you want to take home, I wanted to take home, the piles of the cedar, Western Red Cedar, and all the boards, just, they have the horizontal forest there, which is the coolest thing ever. I just want to play on the horizontal forest.
Oh, that place was fantastic. You could smell the sap, and I can smell that we have to take a break.
We do.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org. What's a better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy-efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of costs and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing ENERGY STAR qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money-saving details at Simonton.com/ENERGY STAR credits.
Whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy-efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And it is
Fix It Up Fine Time.
And we're finding stuff together.
We are. We actually found my find together.
We did find it together, though I think you found it first.
I did.
I noticed when your eyes were like, what?
Yeah, I was out of my mind when I found my find. Does that really sound like a good little rhyme?
I sometimes get nervous when that's the case, but you got to describe what this thing is.
I was out of my mind when I found my find, and I found my find on the West Coast in Seattle when we were on the King 5 New Day Northwest show. And the segment that was on, I think, after us on this program, or maybe it was two after us, there were this guy from this furniture store called Masons, and I think that they have a website, Masons.com, And I know that they have sales or distribution or something out on the East Coast somewhere, they said, as well. But Dave Mason brought in a bird's nest. But it's not a bird's nest for a bird. It's called the nest rest. And it's for people to sit inside of. And it looks like a bird's nest. And it was awesome. And as soon as I saw them put it out on the stage for the show, I kind of hung around like a groupie because as soon as the guys were wheeling it back to the behind the stage, behind the scenes, I asked them all, can you guys stop? Because I need to get inside this thing. I need to see what this is all about. It was so comfortable, and I loved it. And I wish we could have put it on the airplane with us.
Oh, that would not have fit in the overhead compartment.
No, because the lounger is actually 188 pounds.
So it's big.
It goes over the 50-pound limit for the airline. We would have had to pay a few extra dollars for it to be transported. And the size-wise, it wouldn't have actually fit on those little weighing things they have next to the check-in at the airport. But thinking about it, though, you know, it has a 360-degree rotation. It can sit on a base or can hang. So you can have your nest rest hang just like a bird's nest could be from a tree. Or you could have it just sitting nicely.
Yeah.
You could get piles of them and have a whole nest rest community if you want. But the thing is that it's like $15,000 for this chair, which is why I wanted to jump inside of it because I doubt that I'm going to be fortunate enough to get one of these. Oh, and the other thing, Mark, too, remember we were talking about Mars One and the mission to Mars?
Yes.
How, you know, Mars One is this organization that's trying to put together a team of Mars astronauts. You can apply online on MarsOne.com. But that they have those little pods, like their little space to go to Mars.
Right.
And that the nest rest is literally like half the size of the space that each astronaut is going to have.
For all their time in space going to Mars.
Going to Mars for like 9 months.
When you're hanging out over the lake at your beach house, that's cool and cozy.
Yes.
When you're going to Mars, it might get snug.
But that kind of put me into perspective because I was inside this little pod. I was thinking about that, and it's kind of cozy for a while, but I think I would get a little antsy and want to get out of it. So I'm glad I'm not going to Mars in it, but I would love to have one, though. So Dave Mason, if you want to send me one, I would really heart you a lot. But I understand if you don't want to. It comes in all different kinds of colors on the inside, and then on the outside, I think you can get it in two different colors. Like I think it's white and like a beigey brown color, too.
That's what we saw.
Yes. Gore, just love it. Masons.com, and you can just search for Nest Rest online, and it'll pop up pictures, or go on our website at myfixituplife.com, and you'll see a picture of me inside of it.
That thing was beautiful, and as it turns out, one of my finds here is from our trip out to Seattle. We were on New Day Northwest, and it has to do with resting as well. The end of a long day, I was able to get a beer from a local grocery store. And as I went to open the beer, I noticed that right on the beer cap, bottle cap, it said, tools required.
Tools required.
Tools required. Now, beer and tools, got to get serious for a second, two words that do not go together.
No, they go in order of tools, then beer.
And there's a separation in between them.
Yes, tools. Then beer.
Beer. And I'm opening this Full Sail Amber by Full Sail Brewing Company out in Oregon. So I see this and I'm like, oh, this is a great fix it up find. It'll take 2 seconds and it'll be funny. Ha ha ha. I'll post a picture. Well, I start to look at Full Sail Brewing Company, which I'd never heard of before. And I watch a video at fullsailbrewing.com. And no joke, doesn't the guy say out of the gate, when I was a little boy, my grandmother used to say, do the right thing when no one's looking.
We say that all the time.
We say that all the time. And the video goes on about how they conserve water and conserve resources because beer is mostly water. They need great water. They get it out of a river. They live in the community. The place is employee owned. And They use recycled glass. They use recycled packaging. They recycle the grain from the brewing process that the cows eat that are there that they buy the cheese from for their bar to put cheeseburgers on at the Full Sail Brewing Bar. I love this place.
I have to know if they literally sing or whistle while they work as well, because it sounds like a place where little birds are flying around and everyone's smiling and holding hands. And they have, like, circle time in the morning, and, like, everyone's happy.
And it's not.
It sounds too good to be true is what I'm saying.
It's not elementary school. It's like that.
No. Elementary school is not that good.
I'm talking
about the fantasy of, like, Snow White before the whole witch comes in with the apple. I'm saying it sounds too good to be true. And, you know, from spending so much time out there in Washington, we spent a week out in the state of Washington.
We traveled around
to Olympia. We were in Seattle, and we were in
Tacoma.
And everyone is really nice there and happy and mellow. And it is kind of sort of, it's like a gorgeous place. And everyone that I know from the East Coast is a little bit shy about it because everyone thinks it's going to rain there. And it does, but it's absolutely gorgeous. And they have trees that are green and gorgeous in the wintertime there.
So, and gigantic.
So having a little bit of rain is a little bit of a price you have to pay. But I can totally see a company out there having such a good vibe and being so tuned in to the environment and making sure their employees are happy. And it kind of feels like, because I'm that East Coast girl, like, what's the deal? That can't be true.
No, that's the way they roll. And I've saw it in Vermont. I saw it on Cape Cod.
Oh, Vermont's another one of those places where everyone's happy.
These places where you live by the land and you value the land,
yes,
sort of spurs these things, and they're not lame.
No, they're not lame. They're
incentivize the employees with economic incentives, and they leave the world better than they found it. And the guy used the phrase my grandfather used, do what's right when nobody's looking. And we're going to do what's right. We're taking a break. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
If your home's exterior is missing something, that punch of color to move it from drab to fab, then you need the DaVinci Roofscape Shake It Up Exterior Color Contest.
Just visit DaVinci Roofscapes on Facebook and click on Shake It Up. Then upload a picture of your home's exterior. 5 finalists will be selected for the opportunity to win $5,000 to enhance their home's curb appeal. Finalist is chosen by the most votes.
So head to DaVinci Roofscapes on Facebook to enter today.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa
and my husband Mark,
and we're talking spring DIY fix-ups with stuff you already have around your house.
That's kind of the best kind of supply that you can have, is something that you already own.
Yeah, or that's easy to get. You might not have, for example, if I lived by myself, I wouldn't have nail polish.
Really?
But I can use nail polish.
I don't know about that. You might have some nail polish.
I could use it to fix a run in my hose.
Pantyhose, because that doesn't really work in a regular hose. What do you use to fix a regular hose when there's a split in it?
Oh, that's a good question. You actually cut both ends. You cut the split out of it. So let's say it splits in somewhere in the middle. You cut the split out so you have two clean ends, and then you buy new ends at the hardware store and put them together.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and they've got different kinds of these ends. I really like the brass ones that you that fit in with friction and you bolt them on, versus the kinds that have it's called a hose clamp, and those hose clamps are sharp metal. So unless you tape them down, I've laid myself open pretty good with those.
Really?
They're cheap, and they hurt.
They're inexpensive cheap. Okay. Last, though.
They lasted, but it cut me open, and I bled dark red blood.
Because you really wanted to get it done. Because you were serious about your DIY.
No, not when I was putting it in. When I was coiling up the hose later, and I didn't know where it was.
Oh.
So I ripped the thing by me, and it cut my arm open.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
battle scar.
It leaves a sharp edge. Those brass ones, they cost more, but they work great.
Very good. Well, that's a good tip, because you don't want to throw out your hose, because...
You don't need to.
There's
only 2 inches of it that's broken. Fix it.
What if you've got, like, most of it broken? They have a really tiny hose at the end of the day.
One, if you've got most of it broken, I want to know what happened.
I split 14 feet of my hose. What do I do?
Well, you're going to end up with a 2-foot hose.
Well, you take another hose and then you attach that hose inside of the hose that you have, and you have a really long hose then.
Or not that long.
Or maybe. I don't know. That's a tip from Teresa. So easy things that you can do around your house. Just like the hose tip that you can do, we've got a pile of them for your spring fix-ups. And we were just sharing some of them when we were out in Seattle on the King 5 show, a morning show, with Megan Black, who is an awesome host. And she actually has a gardening show out there, too, on the weekends. And if you're listening in the Seattle area, you should totally check it out, because she is such a fun person to hang out with. And our tips today involve everything from a penny to some vodka. So I'm really excited to share these.
Well, Megan knew what we were talking about, too, when we had the bottle of vodka there with the fresh-cut flowers. She knew exactly what that was for. And what it's for is to prolong the life of the fresh-cut flowers. You mix a little vodka with a little sugar. And what that does is it slows down the aging process of the flowers.
Yeah, you want to be careful not to use very much vodka. So you put water into your vase, and then you put a couple of drops of vodka, because plants are just like people. We're alive, and they can only tolerate so much alcohol. So you just give them a couple little flower-sized shots of vodka and a teaspoon of sugar into the vase. And what the sugar does is it helps nourish the fresh-cut flowers, so they can have all those yummy stuff to keep, you know, their petals gorgeous. And what the vodka does is it helps slow down the aging process of the flowers, which is pretty amazing. But the key to that is that you want to change it out every 3 or 4 days, the water and that mixture, to make sure your flowers stay fresher longer. And cut off the ends of the flowers every couple of days, too, because if there's any bacteria growth, it's going to happen on the ends of those flowers. So springtime tip, that is awesome.
Yes, and another way to minimize that bacteria, what you do is you drop a penny in there, in the vase, in the water, and that helps minimize the bacteria.
Yeah, it creates an acid for the water solution. So you can also do that, add a little soda to it or a couple drops of lemon, and it creates the same kind of solution to help minimize that bacteria growth. Your flowers are going to thank you for it.
Well, here's something your deck will thank you for, and another little chemical reaction. Everybody has a deck that gets aged and old and can even grow algae on it, especially if it's in the shade, and especially if because you've got a new organic style sealer on there that's made with an organic animal fat.
And most sealers these days are made with organic materials inside of them, which are great for the environment when they're creating the sealer. So it's not just you. So if you remember back when you were a kid and your parents, their deck didn't have as much of this kind of stuff growing on it, and you live in the same area as they do, and how come your deck is getting all this gross stuff on it? Well, it probably isn't you. It's the deck sealers, because they have changed.
Yeah, and the righteous way to clean that is to use an oxygen bleach instead of, and this is an important distinction, instead of chlorine bleach. The reason is the oxygen bleach is going to work great to get rid of that algae, and it's going to help to clean the deck boards really, really well. But the thing with the oxygen bleach is it's not going to kill your plants when it gets rinsed off, and it's not going to do any harm to the fasteners.
And it's also safe for, you know, pets and kids to be around too. And then you can buy, you know, bulk of an oxygen bleach. They sell them at all of the big grocery stores.
Home centers.
And the home
centers.
You can order it on Amazon. And then you can also use it to clean around your house and to clean your clothes too.
Yeah. It's actually magic.
Yes. It is kind of like a magic in a box of powder that can do all kinds of wonderful cleaning things around your home to make it sparkly fresh for spring.
Well, another trick that we have that might feel like magic and look like magic is cleaning rusty chrome, which you might find in your bathroom, say in a bathroom mirror or fixture, using aluminum foil and WD-40.
This is actually one of my absolute favorite tips of all time because it does look like magic, and it's so frustrating when you find rust on chrome because how do you clean it off? It just looks like it has totally deteriorated whatever it is that you love. And it happens a lot in the bathroom because of all of the moisture in the bathroom, because most everyone's a little bit guilty of not running their fan long enough so that moisture builds up in the bathroom. So you do, you spray the WD-40 right on the chrome, and then you crumple up aluminum foil and you wipe it right in there, and it will be the best magic trick you have ever shown. And I'm talking to you girls. Your girlfriends will just think you are the bee's knees.
Bee's knees.
Yes, the bee's knees.
Well, guys, get out your nail polish.
Oh, you know why? Because nail polish is an awesome way to prevent that whole rust scare from happening, too. When you get metal, and if it's going to be in a wet environment, like in your bathroom, or you're going to have it out on your porch or your deck, you know, you've got this decorative piece, and it's got a couple, like, little whatever charms or something of metal, or
yeah, you can even use it on a shed lock
or
a hardware store lock
or knobs, you know, if you have an outdoor kitchen or something like that. You can cover that metal before you expose it to those conditions by just using a clear coat of
nail polish.
Or you can use a clear coat of...
Oh, yeah, you can use a Minwax polycrylic spray urethane.
So you can still see that beautiful metallic color, and you can enjoy it, but then you don't have to have all the frustration of trying to clean it later when it does rust.
Exactly. And if you've got something like a candle holder or something that has glass in it, you want to either protect the glass or remove it, then spray the metal parts, put the glass back in. It's easy, fast, and it really works.
Well, I want you to also do that, too, because I don't want all of your stuff to get all messed up when you're cleaning. Because that is the frustrating thing, is when you do a project, and then there's another project that is attached to that project, and then you're all day spring cleaning. You want it to be clean and fast and easy, and you want to be able to enjoy your home. But speaking of metal, I just want to warn you guys, don't spray anything directly on your stainless steel, because stainless steel is very soft and you don't want to scratch it, because boy, will you be frustrated.
Oh, you do not
want to. So don't spray your WD-40 on your stainless steel.
Hey, look, there's a little vodka left. Let's take a break. We'll be back. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
That I care the most for, never gonna understand. The sky goes dark and the rain comes.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced
pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll.
That repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org. And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, and we're together.
We are together. We're always together. That is the biggest question that we get asked, no matter where we go, is how do you guys handle being together all of the time?
Doing DIY projects, doing my Fix It Up Life projects, traveling, parenting, the whole thing. How do you do it all day?
How do you do it all day, Mark?
How do I do it all day?
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yes, I do know.
How?
Well, let's make it DIY specific.
No, really, how do you do it?
I don't know.
You really don't? It's magic?
Yes, it is, because I love you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love you, too.
And it kind of all starts there, and it's kind of the dream of we want to do some fun stuff together.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was trying to get at is the
an opaque question, yes. Looking for a concrete answer.
Yes.
Who else is married like me?
Well, you know, the point of doing the projects and the point of the whole thing isn't, you know, it's nice to have a nice home and it's nice to have a wonderful family. But really, you know, I am with you and I do these projects with you because I like you. And so at the end of the day, that's my most important goal, is to make sure that we like each other at the end of the day.
Yeah, and for...
And it's not just to have the finished project, but to make sure we like each other at the end of the day.
Oh, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that?
We will get to that.
The finished project?
No, but it's about working together, and it's not us telling you that it's hand-holding and unicorns and all this other stuff because we like to work together. When you do a DIY project with your significant other, it's about figuring out where you're going together.
It is. It's about trying to figure out, first of all, what are you trying to accomplish? And if it is, if one person, like if Mark comes at me and says, I want to do this, and you're going to do this to help me do this, I will say, no way, no way, no way. But if we can sit down and talk about what we both want to accomplish. What do I want to do at our house when we're renovating our house? What are my goals for the next project that I want to do? And what do you want to accomplish? And then we have to negotiate, just like everybody else and everything else that you do in life, on where you're going to go on vacation or what car you're going to buy. We negotiate on what project we're going to do so that we both agree on what we're going to be doing, and that Mark takes me seriously for what I want to accomplish as best as he can, because sometimes I've got crazy ideas. And I take him seriously, too. And, of course, sometimes he has crazy ideas.
We all do. We all come at it from a different place, different location, different needs. So whatever you're doing, whether you want to make a nice house for your family, you want to do projects just because you like to do them, or, I don't know, you're trying to sell your house. Whatever it is, pick that goal together and work together to do that. And the first thing to do
is to understand how boys and girls work differently on DIY projects. So
know
we're going to draw
thyself.
Yeah, we're going to draw some stick figures and point out to you guys. but really, it's important to know that boys and girls, we come at the project from completely different perspectives. Mark wants to
win.
He wants to win the project. He wants to, you know, come chasing at it and throw the ball and the touchdown happens and he gets to do the dance in the end zone and he gets to, you know, conquer the city. He gets to, like, slay the woolly mammoth or whatever it is, that sort of masculine, I'm going to win this project and I will conquer all.
Yes, and despite the fact that she's using a funny voice to make fun of me, I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong.
That is how projects get done. If you need to tear down plaster, pull out a bathroom, cut down a tree, fix some broken landscape, it only gets to the place where it's fixed when stuff is gone. And that doesn't happen by hand-holding and taking breaks and stuff like that. I love doing that. That makes me happy.
See,
but
that's
women,
the,
perhaps,
where we disagree,
on
though,
the other hand,
because we don't want to hold hands and take breaks all day long. We want to have a finished space. We want to have a beautiful kitchen or dining room or deck or wherever it is that we're working on. But we want to enjoy the process. We want to spend time together. And the point of us finishing it isn't so that we can plant our flag at the end of the day and sit down with a beer and say, oh, I did that. It's so that we can enjoy it as a family. I think, and most women, you know, I'm going to speak for women, that we think that if we have a nice home, then our family's going to get along better, we'll be happier, we'll be more in love, honey, if our house is finished. And it's kind of true, because if our house is finished, the project is done, our husbands, our significant others, whoever, are happier and satisfied with the process. And so we do get along better by having it be finished. But understanding that we're coming at it from two different perspectives. So Mark understands to slow down a little bit so we can enjoy what we're doing together and communicate about what we're doing together. And I understand, well, he told me years ago, there's no please and thank you on the job site. So just assume I said it, because that's it.
That's it. There's no time for introductory sentences and golly gee shucks, would you? Move it now.
Yes.
Move it now. It still is now. It's all now.
Yes.
And as I said before, I'm not wrong. She's not wrong. It's just the way it is.
Your voice cracked when you said she's not wrong. I don't know if you believe that or not.
So we find a way to work together, and that puts us on what we call planet.
Yes, you love planet.
I love planet. This is some of the best parts of doing projects, the most important parts of doing projects. And with all the projects I've done and worked with other people on, the one that gets paid the most short shrift, and it's the beginning of your big problems.
Yes, but the beginning of a project, to spend so much time planning and thinking about all of the details, so that when you actually get started and you pull all your tools out and you lay the drop cloths down, that you aren't frustrated, you aren't arguing with each other. So communicating about what you want to accomplish, what the budget is, being realistic and not, you know, buying a sink that costs $600 and telling your spouse that it only costs $200.
That's
and things
wrong.
Like that. And it's for men and women that I had to get this tool because XYZ boys. And you really didn't need to get that tool, and you know better, but you think she's not going to be the wiser, so you got it anyway because you think that she won't know. Being honest about the project, being honest about what you need, so that you both can walk away with sort of a compromise and satisfied and feel invested and feel connected and whole about the project, honey.
Feel connected and whole. I don't know if I have that emotion.
I don't think you do.
I might not have it, so I trust her that it's important. I smile and wait, and then I can get to use my table saw.
But just going
that
through
I need.
And designing what you want, you know, and making sure that each person has a role, because no one person can be in charge of the project. The entire project. It's just not fair, because no one person is in charge of your marriage or your relationship. It's a partnership.
You both live in the house.
It's a partnership. Every part of a partnership is a partnership, even doing a project. So making sure that I'm in charge of some parts of the project and Mark is in charge of other parts of the project is really good, because then we both know that we have a say in something, and that I can, you know, and we sort of work it out so that things that Mark really is passionate about, like crown molding, he gets to pick the crown molding every time. And what he does, though, is, because he's a nice husband – is he'll pick a couple of ones that he likes, a couple of profiles that he likes, and then he'll show them to me and say, which one will work with what you're doing? And then I do that with paint color. I'll pick paint colors, and I'll pick it down to two or three selections and show it to him and say, which one of these do you like? And that really helps the process because we're both involved and we feel invested and we both feel like we're being talked to and included in everything that's going on.
And it's not artificial or overlaid. I actually care what she thinks, and I actually want her to be happy inside her house.
That's really nice, honey.
That's just that's why it's a partnership that works. That's part of it. You have to care about the other person because that's where we're all going. And one of the other parts of planning is budget. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this. Set a reasonable budget that you can afford and leave a little money left over because you're going to pull open a wall, you're going to dig out a tree stump, and you're going to find something you're not ready for.
Oh, and you're going to have to use a stump grinder.
And then you have to use a stump grinder.
One of my favorite all-time tools is a stump grinder, and I'm not sure why, but I love that.
It's the coolest tool name there is, and that's a good segue.
Before Do you think it would fit near my nest rest?
It would eat your nest rest.
It would.
Yeah, well, the tree that's holding it up would be ground down.
Oh, no. They would not live happy together. It's kind of like the Wile E. Coyote kind of experience.
So before you start your project, this is part of Planet, but this is getting into the nuts and bolts now. Get your tools out, figure out what you're going to need, and make sure you have it. Because there's going to be some little thing, and this has happened to me. It's not like I'm lecturing from on high. I know people with 10 caulk guns because that's the tool they lose all the time. Make sure you have the stuff you need so that when you need to caulk your trim or your new door or whatever it is, you're not in your car going to buy your 11th caulk gun.
Well, you know, it's kind of, and I kind of liken it to when you're planning to go on vacation, and women do this all the time. You have the list for everything that you need for your family. And we make lists.
Lists are your friends.
We need to make sure that we have the diapers, we have the overnight diapers, we have the swim diapers, we have the diaper ointment, all the stuff. Like, there's so many little pieces and parts that you need when you travel with your family, if you're going to Disney World or the beach or wherever. The same thing with a DIY project. You make that list and you think about every single event, every single step that you're going to have to do along the way, and every piece and part that you're going to need to make that happen, just as if you're going on vacation. Because I know women make really good lists when it comes to going vacation.
It does. And here's something else that I like to put on a list, and this is not a cop-out at all. In fact, this is a man up. You put on the list a period of time or a budget number for the surprise. It's not that you don't know what you're doing or you're admitting weakness, either party. It's that you're aware that something's going to get away from you.
Because something always does.
Something always does.
And it's just like in life. There's a surprise every single day of our lives, and I'm sure there's a surprise every single day of your lives as much as you schedule and plan and have calendars and organize. There's always a surprise, and there's always stuff that you couldn't get to because something else came up. But it's important to always make sure you overplan. So if you think it's going to take an hour, plan for 2 hours, and then you'll be surprised, and you'll get to take a coffee break.
Right. Nobody's ever upset if it comes in under budget and ahead of schedule.
And we're those people that always say that you want to pull a permit, too. And pulling a permit doesn't mean that someone is going to be all over you, and you're going to be afraid that they're going to come. It's kind of like going to the dentist or something. You want to embrace that because dentists can save your life as well as pulling a permit, too. They're another set of eyes. They're a trained set of eyes that can give you a check on what you did to make sure your family is safe, to make sure, like, if you're building or taking away an interior wall or building a deck, to make sure the structure is going to hold up your family for that graduation party. If you're messing around with your plumbing or your electrical, make sure that your house isn't going to, you know, leak while you're on vacation in Disney World or catch fire or something else. So it's important to take advantage of that service that you have to be able to pull that permit and to have somebody come in and check your work.
Yeah,
and it does slow you down a little bit because you have to wait for them to come while your walls are open so they can see what you did. But it's going to be worth it in the end because you'll make sure that your family is as safe as they possibly can be.
Absolutely. And when you go to sell your house, everything's in order. There's no surprises for that home inspector who comes by later and says, that deck is nowhere near to code. So it's an insurance policy for your pocketbook or for your family. And family is kind of the point for us because at the end of all this, it's about doing it together.
It is about doing it together, and it's about not arguing through the entire process because you're going to argue with each other.
Oh, it's coming.
It happens. But what we're trying to do is trying to help so that you can minimize the amount of arguing that happens so that you can maximize the joy in your life, and we have to go to break.
We're blowing out of here. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life. It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org. And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and I want to go outside.
Outside?
Outside.
You want to go outside and play?
I want to spring, huh? Spring out of here.
You want to spring out of here. I kind of like that. And, you know, I remember when I was a little kid and I used to call my friends on the phone and say, do you want to go outside and play?
Oh, I used to love that. I used to go knock on kids' doors.
Yeah.
Hey, can Tommy come out and play? Can Joey come out and play?
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, our question now is to Chris and Peyton Lampton from HGTV's Going Yard. Can you come out and play?
I can come out and play, but only till the streetlights come on.
Well, Peyton has to come out and play, too, because I think Chris and Mark will probably do some ridiculous things that I probably don't want to be involved in. I need someone to giggle with.
We just turn our head and let them do whatever they're going to do.
Yes. Just stand back. We're in the safety zone.
And it's a good thing that the streetlights will come on because we may have to build in some safeguards from ourselves.
That is very true, Mark.
Well, I'm really excited because you guys have a second season of Going Yard that is premiering on HGTV, and I'm really super psyched to watch the premiere. I am out of my mind ready to watch all of the new episodes.
I can't wait to see it either. It means that spring is coming, and it means that these trees are going to start getting some leaves on them, and they're going to start working outside again. I can't wait.
Well, and you're probably, you know, all of the fans are going to be inspired by all the projects and all the things to do this spring. And I'm wondering what you guys are doing at your own house to get ready for spring and get the yard ready for spring.
I am so glad you asked that because I was just ragging on Chris yesterday about how it's time for a cleanup in our yard. But, you know, he works all day in everybody else's yard, and ours is always the last one to get any work done.
That sounds a lot like our house.
I like to get the lawn mowed by July.
Exactly. I'm not going to pay myself to work in my own yard, so I always put that last. But, I mean, in all fairness, I worked up there the other day. We have a lot of ornamental grasses, so I gave those all a nice haircut, raked out the beds a little bit. I cut down some limbs that I've been looking at over the winter that needed to come down. I actually brought the Christmas tree to the dump last week, so that was a step in the right direction. So we're moving.
Nice. Nice.
We just actually took down our last Christmas decorations last week, too. So we're with you.
Our yard was turning into Sanford and Son. I mean, it was like the brown Christmas tree in the front yard. People were stopping by asking if we were having yard sale.
And you hear like that theme song, din, 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 it. Yeah, we hear that sometimes too.
But I mean, in all fairness, the weather hasn't cooperated. So usually when it starts getting warm and sunny, that's when you like get inspired to start cleaning out your yard and getting everything ready. But we've had snow. I mean, same as you guys. We're supposed to get snow again tomorrow night. So it doesn't make me feel spring when there's still snow on the ground and there's still chances of snow. You know what I mean?
Holy smokes. But it, despite all that, where you live, do you have flowers like the early season crocuses and daffodils starting to poke through or not yet?
Yeah, the crocuses are out. You got those nice purple flowers. We were doing cleanups all day today because it's good to get all the leaves and stuff out of the way, because you see the daffodils are all they're waiting for is a couple days of high 50s and they'll just start popping. You'll see those nice yellow flowers. So it's a good time to get out there and clean up those beds and get the flowers, you know, ready for spring.
Ah, I think I hear your wife saying that is a good time of year to be doing that, Chris.
Yes, I love when he wants to work in our yard.
Chris, all that means is you need more machinery.
Oh.
You get blowers and people to run them, and you just dust storm and then come mulch it all.
And, you know, there's something therapeutic. I had the backpack blower on all day today, and it's kind of therapeutic. Get the headphones on, and it's pretty relaxing. I don't know. You know, you can just kind of tune out your brain and just blow the leaves around the yard. It's kind of a nice thing to do.
Well, and I just have to know, is there anything about the new season of Go In Yard on HGTV that you guys can preview for us? Are you guys all doing projects in Cape Cod, or are you going anywhere around the country?
We did 10 episodes on Cape Cod and had to go out to the West Coast to L.A. for the last three. We were getting into late October. The ground was starting to get colder, and there wasn't much color left on the cake. So we stretched it out as long as we could. But I am so excited for everybody to see season two. The projects were on a whole different level. We had huge yards that we were working with on the cake, so that was definitely a challenge. Trying to reel everything in, make it practical for these families so that they can have a space to enjoy, but also a space that they can maintain. It wasn't too overwhelming for them.
So in any of the episodes that you did for the new season, did you guys go home to your house and say, you know what, we should really do that at our house?
I think like literally every episode I was like, ooh, where can I put that in my yard? Or I want, now that I've, you know, done it a few times, I'm like, I want this in my yard now. And I think that, you know, viewers are going to take away exactly that from every episode. Honey, I want that raised planter in my yard. Honey, I want that water feature. Or can we enlarge our deck? Or, you know, I think everyone's going to have a fun idea out of every episode.
Oh, that's awesome. And if I take it too seriously, my yard will be a sculpture garden of going yard build-outs and sections. Well, I can't fit that whole thing in here, so if we just make half of it.
Yeah, it would be kind of funny.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you would have like one little feature for every single episode, so it would be quite a sculpture garden.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, if you're crazy.
Well, you are a little crazy.
One of my favorite parts about the season is that I get to work with my brothers, my dad, all my best friends. I mean, we have some surprise guests in certain episodes as well that you have to tune in and see. So it's fun. It's you know, I get all my people working with me, which makes it even better.
And your wife, hello.
Oh, that's a given.
Yeah, we've seen the beginnings of the episodes with you guys rolling on to the job site and checking it out and trying to figure out what the plan is. So, yeah.
Well, you guys have been married for about a year. And you finally, I took your honeymoon vacation, was it in January, to Hawaii. How was that?
Oh, my gosh. It was so amazing. And I'm really glad that we waited to take our honeymoon until we had time, first of all, and then second of all, when it was the dead of winter here on the Cape. It was so wonderful to get some sunshine and heat and just have a couple weeks to relax.
And you've been traveling around, too. I saw that you guys have been doing some appearances at home shows and other places, too. Now, what kinds of questions are fans asking when you guys are going out and, you know, speaking and everything about, you know, how to landscape and yard tips and stuff like that?
I think the biggest question now is that people are trying to grow their own veggies and herbs in the backyard because, you know, cooking for yourself is big now and growing your own veggies is big. So people are asking about how can I get, you know, my tomatoes really lush and big, and like raised planters are a big question. So I see, like, sustainable living backyards, and, like, I call them, like, home farmers. Like, I call myself, like, a home farmer. I think that's kind of a big thing. So everyone's asking questions about how to get the most out of their yard.
Oh, that's really cool. I would, my answer to that would be to go to a restaurant that has really lush tomatoes.
Yeah, Mark would go just go to Whole Foods or something.
Well, speaking of growing plants, the Rose Bowl Parade plant extravaganza, and you were there.
Oh, man, that was ridiculous. The coolest part about that was definitely the day before the parade, where we got to walk around and actually, like, walk on and touch and just see the amount of detail and hard work that goes into each and every one of those floats. Like, they're 100% covered in organic material. That's ridiculous, the amount of work that goes into this.
How, I guess I've always had this question, and it's just coming to mind now because you're the only one I could ever ask. How do you attach a flower to, like, a truck? Like, how do they do it?
Well, so, and nothing is, everyone who works on these, they're volunteers. They're not getting paid, and they love it. They fly in from all over the United States to volunteer their time to work on these floats, which just boggles the mind again.
Unbelievable. So,
wow.
I know. So you see these ladies with, like, ladies and men, and they have just hands of glue. It's one person will glue a whole area, and then somebody else comes in and with gloves on just takes, like, they use, like, poppy seeds, they use sesame seeds, they use, like, you name it.
Oh, my God.
And they'll just take, they'll take clumps of it and just smush it against the glue until enough sticks on.
Well, another thing, too, about it that blows my mind is that they only have a few days to actually decorate those floats because it's organic material, so you have to do it, you know, very close to when they're going to be displayed. So they're just, like, working crazy hours just smushing those flowers and seeds and all that stuff into those floats. I just, it blows my mind.
Yeah, and I have to confess too, and I'm interrupting a little bit, but the main image in my head is more dominated by Larry Moe and Curly and a bucket of some kind of weird glue that says glue on it. And yeah, maybe we should stop there. So how's the Rose Bowl Parade?
Oh my goodness.
How is the actual sitting there and going through and getting to appreciate the finished product of all the work that you saw happen?
Well, you're sitting there and you're watching mobile art just drive by, and, like, these finished products are just, they're beautiful, and, like, annoying the amount of work that goes into it. It was just cool to see firsthand, and one of those experiences that I will never forget. And when the Air Force bomber came overhead at the very beginning, that, like, I don't know if you even watch it live, but I was, like, screaming. Like, the three of us were up there, like, oh, my God, it was amazing. Like, it was just one of those things that I will never, ever, ever forget.
Wow.
I was really impressed with the amount of people and how early they start camping out. We were staying at a hotel that was right in downtown Pasadena, and people were setting up tents and camping out for, like, 2 days in advance.
2 days?
Holy smokes. To get a good seat,
yeah.
Like, by the side of, you know, the edge of the road?
Yeah, they would sit on the sidewalk in their chairs.
And, like, tape at an area, or I don't know exactly what the rules are, but there was tape on the ground, there was sidewalk chalk, and so I guess you just mark out your area and people leave you alone.
That is incredible.
Sounds like a snowstorm in Boston where the old ladies put their garden chairs out in their parking spots. Ain't nobody pack here.
You can't park in my spot. I drug it out from the foot of snow we got.
Well, we have to drive ourselves into a break. So check out ChrisLampton.com. Follow Chris and Peyton at ChrisLampton13 on Twitter and Chris Lampton on Facebook.
And check out Peyton and Chris on Glowing Yard on HGTV. And we have to go to break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Thanks, guys.
You might be open-minded. But I am so overexcited to see you another day. Ba 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 da doo ah ba ba da doo ah ba ba da doo ah ba 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 da doo ah ba ba da doo ah ba. Shut up.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show. So if you have questions about today's show or a project at your home, send us a note at info@myfixituplife.com. We want to hear your questions, and we love to learn from you.
So follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, check out our pins on Pinterest, and watch our videos at YouTube.
Listen to more My Fix It Up Life shows on free apps for iPhone and Android, or at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio.
And tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life.
I'd like to wait.